You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited to have you here today listening to today's episode. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. We have a special guest on the podcast today. You guys already know and love him. His name is John Gwally, aka my husband. Hello, John.
What's going on, Callie?
We are currently recording this in Costa Rica on our honeymoon. And this is take three of trying to record the podcast because I recorded 5 minutes of it and then had a moment of just hysterical laughter. I couldn't get together. So we're back. We're retrying this. And today's episode is all about five things to boost your mood. They are guaranteed mood boosters. And before we even get into it, I can already say that having a laugh attack is the number one mood booster of the day. I definitely feel a lot happier after laughing and being extremely awkward and weird on the podcast and then deleting it. But anyways, moving on before I get weird again, is we're going to get into our self-check-in. So the self-check-in is time to just reground yourself, see how you're feeling, how you're doing, and becoming present with you. So wherever you are, take a nice inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love, and then exhale, letting go of anything that's not serving you, any limiting beliefs, just release it with your breath. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, how am I feeling today on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being you feel amazing, 1 being we're not doing too hot. Now, holding on to the number, ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just becoming present with the mood. Now ask yourself, what is something that I can do today to boost my mood? Maybe it's listening to the podcast because, like I said, we're going to give you mood boosting tips. Or maybe it's just grabbing your cute dog and going on a walk around the block. Okay, next question. I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my body in the past 30 minutes? If you have or if you haven't, either way, grab your waters and we're going to hydrate in 3, 2, 1, cheers, my gorgeous queen and king, because there are apparently guys who listen to the podcast. Shout out Seth and Kemper, two guys that came to my wedding. They're John's friends, and they listen to Healthy Be Human. So shout out you guys. I told them I'd give them a shout out. Anyways, moving on. Now, I want you to ask yourself, what is one area of my life that I want to improve in by the end of the year? Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's your knowledge, education, anything. Just think about it for a second. And now I want you to tell yourself, I am improving in this area of my life. Believe it. Believe that you have what it takes. And I know you're going to get there one step at a time. Okay. Enough of the pep talk. Let's get into life updates. So, like I said, John and I are currently in Costa Rica. We have been, how many days have we been here? Like seven? Yeah, a week now. We've been here for a week. This is our honeymoon. And we got married. I mean, we already got married in April, but we had our wedding on November 11th. And it was amazing. And I want to do an entire episode on relationships again and talk about all the things, give you guys the full wedding update. But I do want to keep this episode a little bit shorter just because John wants to go and explore and eat dinner. And so do I. So he's staring at what you want to say.
We're going to go to a coffee tour tomorrow and we have to wake up super early. So I'm just really looking forward to that coffee tour. We get to see like how it's grown and how they roast it and things like that.
Yeah, we're also going to see a volcano tomorrow. Oh, God willing. Quick updates though on the trip, because I want to talk about that right now. We've seen so many animals, you guys, and if you don't know this about me, I am a nature freak. I love animals so much. Something that I do in my spare time is I'll go on YouTube and search up a random animal that I'm currently obsessed with and like deep dive and research and learn everything about the animal. So one time I went through a phase where I was like really obsessed with humpback whales. And I would look up YouTube videos about humpback whale facts, humpback whale babies, all these things. And I was like super obsessed with it. Now my animal of obsession is a sloth. And there are so many sloths in Costa Rica. It is incredible. We saw baby sloths. And if you guys don't know what a baby sloth looks like, do yourself a favor right now and look up baby sloth video on YouTube. I promise you it will boost the mood immediately because they're so freaking cute. There's also a lot of monkeys. I've been robbed now twice by a monkey of fruit that I was eating. The first time I don't know why I'm a target for the monkeys. But anyways, I'm not a victim. They just love me. Anyways, the monkey I was eating, I was drinking coconut water. I had a coconut on the table. And all of a sudden, this monkey appears out of nowhere. He's on the table and he is digging his hands into my coconut, stealing the coconut meat. Thankfully, I was already done drinking the water. I would have been very upset. But this time, this morning, I had just gotten my coconut. I guess this is the theme, coconuts. I got a coconut yogurt bowl and I also got papaya. Papaya is like one of my new favorite fruits ever. And all of a sudden, this cute little orange monkey decides to come and jump on the table and reach his hands into my yogurt bowl and my papaya and grab my fruit and just leave. So I had to go get new food, but it's okay. But then he kept coming back. And at one point, there was four of his whole family showed up, all four orange monkeys. And John was applying his dog training Caesar Milan techniques to try and show the monkeys that this was his territory. And it kind of worked, but they kept coming back. So I don't know how effective that was. But anyways, those are the animal updates. Also, the iguanas here are really cute as well. They're huge, massive iguanas. So that's been really fun. I think the animals have been my probably one of my highlights in Costa Rica. We also went surfing and I learned that I love whitewash surfing, which is when you surf just the white water instead of the massive waves. But John, how has the surfing been for you in Costa Rica?
It was phenomenal the first day. We get to the rental place and they're like, oh yeah, the only boards we have are 2 8-foot boards, but they're soft tops. And that's what I ride like all the time in Jensen Beach. And so I said, okay, perfect. We'll take them. And that was the best day of surfing of my entire life. Like the waves were breaking perfectly. And I just figured out that day, like how to ride bigger waves and like ride the line on a longer board and not nosedive on steeper waves. And it was just so fun and they were really fast. And the next day I went out on another slightly smaller board and it was pretty good.
Yeah. That's good. I psyched myself out the first day. I got so freaked out to surf. I don't know exactly what happened, but I just was so scared. And yeah, that was really annoying. But anyways, I learned from my experience to not let fear hold me back. The second day of surfing, it's called an epoxy board. So it's a hard surfboard. I usually ride a soft top. I love my soft top. And I rented a 9.6 epoxy board, and it was really fun at first. But then I was feeling bold. I was like, we're going to do the big waves today. I'm not going to be afraid. And I straight up nosedove and just ate it. And then I kind of got a little nervous and stayed in the white water. But I'm inspired to go back to Jensen and overcome my fear, because it's an unhealthy fear and I don't want to have it. But anyways, if you're also experiencing something that you've been afraid to do, I challenge you and me to take baby steps to get past that fear and not listen to fear that's holding us back from living our best lives, because that's what fear does. Unhealthy fear does. Okay. Do you have any more updates, John? How was the wedding?
The wedding was amazing. Thank you. If you're listening, if you came, thank you so much. The music was fire. It was provided by me, aka DJ Gwalls. I made several mixes ahead of time.
It was amazing.
Before the wedding. Thank you. And I kind of mixed them all together and put them all together. It's on SoundCloud, but the link will be dropping soon. It's not public yet.
But where can they find your SoundCloud?
My SoundCloud is, I think it's just DJ Gwalls, or if you look up John Gwally, it should pop up.
Yeah. His music is actually really good, you guys. If you like big booty mixes or loud luxury kind of vibes, it's very similar in a really good way. You're crushing it. And also, you made our music amazing for our wedding.
Thank you. Yeah, the wedding was amazing. And then this honeymoon has been just super cool. Like, we've been super blessed in the place that we've been able to afford to stay. And then also, we've been able to bless several people who, you know, like the Lord just like brought us together with them randomly, and then we were able to pray for them or pray with them.
Yeah, it was super cool. There was actually, I'll quickly tell the story, but we went to this acai bowl place and souvenir gift shop next to it, got some souvenirs, and I got a bowl from the acai bowl place, and I'm sitting there eating it. John wanted to go to another souvenir place, and I felt the Holy Spirit just be like, stay here. And I thought he wanted me to talk to this one lady who owned the shop, but I was kind of like being nervous and not doing it. I was kind of sitting there, when all of a sudden this other woman walks over to me and is like, hi, and starts talking to me. And we have this conversation. She ends up sitting down. Her name is Yvette. Shout out Yvette if you randomly found this podcast. Anyways, we end up talking about, she is a Christian, and her family, they were from Iraq and ended up having to flee to Greece to escape, I guess they were persecuting Christians in Iraq. And she told me this whole story about it and how she ended up being a nomadic person now and all these things. And it was really cool, because even though I thought that I was supposed to talk to someone else, the Lord ended up, I was supposed to be there to talk to Yvette instead. And we ended up praying over her that she'd find community, and were able to give her a ride to her Airbnb because it was torrential downpouring rain and she didn't have a car. So God is super cool in how he works. And it just goes to show that the Lord does take care of his children and provides for them. And you just never know when he's going to use you for something so small or so big to really help someone else, even on your honeymoon. But those are the updates for now. I can't wait to give you guys more deets on the wedding. I posted some wedding photos on my Instagram. I'm sweating, I know it. So definitely go check it out. And you can see all the wedding stuff and all the honeymoon pics. But let's get into today's episode. All things mood boosting. Before I want to do that, I want to just quickly just touch on the wedding, because I feel like that's a huge thing. John, what was your highlight of the wedding besides music?
My highlight of the wedding was seeing Callie walk down the aisle with our friends Gracie and Paul playing the cello and piano. They were playing the song Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey. And with mine and Callie's story, that's a very, very sentimental song to both of us. And so it was just a really sweet moment to look out at the crowd right beforehand and just see like all these people that Callie and I love so deeply, and then just to see Callie radiating in beauty, walking down the aisle to that song.
Oh, so sweet. I think my favorite moment was when we didn't write each other vows, but we had the vows that I guess the minister included. I don't know what you call them, but it's really cool because the same minister that married us in April was our officiant for this, our big wedding celebration. And so it was the same vows that we told each other in April. And it was my favorite part because I really felt like I actually knew what the vows meant this time, because we've obviously been through some really tough times together and have gone through loss together and gone through the good and the bad. And John has been there when I was literally in the ER in the worst pain of my entire life, going through a loss of our baby. And he was there for me every step of the way. He comforted me. He was just the most incredible husband I could ever ask for and showed me so much love. And in that moment when we were doing the vows, like, I started sobbing. We were basically both sobbing at this moment because they just meant so much more to us. And I really felt in that moment, I was like, I know what marriage to John should be and feels like. And like, I really can make these commitments to him because, like, I know what they mean now. So I think that was beautiful, is being able to really understand the commitments that we're making to each other and to just have this deep understanding. And it was beautiful. I thought I got a nosebleed though, because I was crying so hard. And then I was like, thank goodness my nose was not bleeding, because that would have been really unfortunate. Sometimes my nose bleeds when I cry really hard. But anyways, okay, let's get into today's episode. I feel like there were so many updates, so many good, fun updates. But 5 mood boosters. Let's start with number one. Do you want to start with number one, John?
Sure. So number one is the music you're consuming and the media that you're consuming. So switching that from, you know, if you're listening to music that just kind of has an eerie feel to it, or just like kind of lets you soak in your depression. Like, I know there's music like that, like a lot of soft indie. Like, no hate on this artist. I actually love this artist, but Girl in Red, there's a song called Fell in Love in October. And I used to listen to that in college and like just soak in my like sad edginess.
That's like a trending TikTok sound right now. I've used it.
So I knew it before it was cool, apparently. But what I'm trying to say is, like, switching from that kind of music to maybe brighter music or like worship music, that really helped me today when I was feeling just blah and meh. And also another day on our honeymoon, I was just feeling super like anxious out of nowhere. And I put on worship music and literally like walked to the gym. And before I even got to the gym, I started feeling better, like started feeling like myself and feeling connected to the Lord. And it was just like amazing. What do you have on media?
Yeah. So it's really interesting because before we even background on this podcast topic coming up, is I was initially going to record a solo episode, but, and I was trying to figure out what should I even talk about today? Because there's obviously so many things I could talk about. And I was also feeling in a really weird funk today. I woke up feeling just kind of depressed out of nowhere for no reason. I mean, I'm in a literal paradise and on a honeymoon with someone I love. Like, why did I feel depressed? But I think it allowed me to really think about mood boosters. And I think that's what the Lord wants to speak about today. Because anyways, long story short, I was taking a shower and I felt just, I was like, I need to put on worship music because I haven't listened to worship music in forever and I just think that would help me right now. So I started praising the Lord and singing and it boosted the mood so much. And then when John and I were talking, we got lunch and we were just like chatting and we're talking about worship music. And that's when I mentioned, I was like, do you want to come on the podcast and talk about mood boosters? And he had this same thing happen today with worship music while he was working out, with it just really amplifying his mood and helping him get out of the just weird fog or whatever. So that was super cool. And that was a little background on today's topic, because it was cool that we both had such a similar experience and that led us here right now. But talking about media consumption, it goes the same thing with music, is truly, this goes for even someone who's like isn't a Christian or whatever. Like, this goes for anyone. Have you ever just been driving your car and you put on, let's say, hardcore rap music, maybe you're listening to, like, I don't know, Suicide Boys. That was someone I used to listen to in high school when I was in my weird, like, emo phase. But anyways, you're playing that, or you're playing super intense house music. Have you ever noticed that you drive differently when you listen to those kinds of music versus when you listen to classical music in the car, or jazz music, or indie music? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. I know for a fact I've noticed it even before I got back into my faith. I noticed that when I would listen to really intense music, even today still, if I listen to like super intense house music, I find myself speeding a lot more than if I just listen to chill indie music, worship music, whatever the case. So I have seen what music can do to how we act, and is important to be conscious of. What are you listening to? Are you listening to words spoken over you in a song about hooking up with a bajillion people, cheating on blah blah blah, doing drugs in the club, you know, things that aren't life-giving, things that are dark and not bringing life. So it is important to listen to the words and the songs and see, is this music, is it bringing me life, is it speaking truth over me, or is it speaking darkness? Same goes for media. What are you watching? What are you consuming online? Are the shows you're watching, are they creating anxiety inside of you? You feel anxiety when you watch a show, or is it creating fear inside of you? There's a true thing about, like, when you watch a horror movie, it literally makes you feel fear and anxiety and invites that into your life. Versus, are you watching a show that's just really funny and entertaining, or watching a nature documentary that is educational? So just watching, being mindful of what you're consuming, because it does have an impact on our mental health and on how we feel. Whether or not you have ever noticed it, just start to think about it. Do you have anything else to say on that?
Yeah, one example, we fell in love with a show over the summer, like in the spring and the summer, called The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh my gosh.
And I would be like, hey Callie, like, can we watch The Summer I Turned Pretty? And she'd be like, yes, I was just thinking about it. And the next day I'd be like, Callie, I'm thinking about Conrad. And she'd be like, OMG. But it's true. Like, we really liked the first season. And I have watched The Office like 10 times through. And I love that show. It's super lighthearted. And so when The Summer I Turned Pretty came out with like young people, very relatable, I was like, okay, like, this is a great lighthearted show. And then Conrad started having a bunch of anxiety, and like the second season was just like super intense anxiety episodes. Mm-hmm. And if you have anxiety, I feel for you. Callie was healed from that. I was healed from that. And there is healing available for you. Just ask God to heal you. And if he does, praise God. If not, then stay tuned, because I think he wants to heal you for sure. But I noticed that when we watched episodes of The Summer I Turned Pretty, we both felt super anxious, and just like for an extended period of time, like, it just introduced that back into our lives, even though we had both healed from it.
Yeah.
So TV shows for sure. And then guys, TikTok, the algorithm literally puts content in front of you that keeps you on it. And if you're like, if you see a hook on the screen, right? Like, here's what you shouldn't be doing if blank, right? Like, it's super engaging, because you're like, oh, like, I don't want to do something that like isn't cool or whatever. And a lot of the content that people make out there, especially like in the wellness industry, or like, I guess the wellness space, is like, here's what not to do, or like, don't do this. And it's very, very much playing on insecurities. Especially fitness, like, here's how to like snatch your waist and lose 50, you know, whatever, 30 pounds, burn 300 calories in an hour, or whatever it is. There's just a lot of like, I don't know. I would say like, stay away from stuff that makes your heart drop, because that is an indication of like, something's going on in your heart. Like, an insecurity is being pushed or something like that. Like, if you are having a conversation and your heart drops, like, if you ever know that feeling, I'd say just stay away from content that makes your heart drop, or you feel like anxious or insecure, any of those things.
Yeah, I love that. And that's coming from someone who I mean, we work in the wellness space and the fitness industry, and John used to run my TikTok, and he would research the algorithm constantly, and he learned those things and noticed those things. So it's real. It is so real. The algorithm wants us to become obsessed and stay on the app. And a lot of times it's because it wants us, it feeds off of our insecurities. You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DS01 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So moving on to number two, exercise. I know these are very, this is a very basic one that you hear a lot about being a mood booster, but hear me out. I did some research and there's a Harvard study that actually found that doing at least 15 minutes of high intensity exercise or 1 hour of low intensity exercise, AKA cleaning your house, going on a walk, can help prevent depression. Crazy, right? Exercise is one of those things where so often it is used really only in the connotation of the weight loss industry, but there are the benefits of exercise outside of just physical appearance is just, there's so many. There's so much goodness to exercise. And if you're like Callie, I know I've heard this, but it's really hard for me to stick to a routine. It's hard for me to want to work out. I mean, especially when I feel depressed or I feel in a bad mood, the last thing I want to do is actually go grab my mat and do a workout. So how do I do it? And this is something that I actually did today and it really helped me. I've been reading the book Atomic Habits. It's a really, really popular book, honestly, in just like the self-help industry. But I learned this habit that basically what it is we have our wants and we have our needs. So an example of a need is, let's just say, cleaning your room. You need to clean your room or else it's going to become just a disgusting mess. A want, though, is, okay, I want to watch my favorite Netflix show. So the idea of this habit, the idea of how to create consistency and actually get yourself to do something when you're feeling unmotivated is to say, okay, I'm going to clean my room and then I get to watch one episode of my favorite show. So because you have a reward at the end of because you have the reward that comes after doing that thing that maybe you're resisting or the thing that you need to do, the likelihood of you actually doing that thing, aka cleaning your room, is higher. So in this situation this morning, I was like, okay, I think my reward was coffee, honestly. It was, okay, I'm going to do my workout this morning and then I get to have my coffee. And I felt way more motivated to get out there and do the workout. And the other thing too, another thing that helped me this morning with getting motivated to actually do my workout was, I'm blanking on what it's called, but basically the idea of it is to make the habit really easy and doable. So instead of saying, okay, I'm going to do a 15-20 minute or like an hour long workout, being like, the first step is simply putting on my clothes. So I'm just going to put on my workout outfit. And then the likelihood of you doing the workout becomes so much higher because you did the first step, which is a tiny step of just putting on your outfit. So that was my thing today, is I was like, okay, I'm going to put on my workout clothes as fast as I can, and then it'll get me to go do the workout. And it worked. So that is just some little tips and hacks if you've been struggling with motivation with exercise that have been helping me a lot. And then the other thing too is actually checking off after I have finished the workout. On my Pilates studio and app Sweaty Studio, I have monthly challenges. And on the challenges, I have a tracker for people who are doing the challenges. And the tracker is basically just a Google Excel sheet. And you write your name down and it has all the workouts listed. And each day when you complete the workout, you just put a little emoji next to the workout under your name, and that's your check-in for the day. So I've been finding that just checking in every day and having just getting to check something off has made me so much more excited to exercise. And I feel that just success or that reward for completing the workout. So that's another thing too that can help a lot with motivation, is following a program that you can just check off the workout for the day, or maybe even adding that to your calendar and just be able to cross it off or add it to the planner. So those are some hacks I have for you. But moving on, or do you have anything you want to say about exercise?
Definitely. I probably two years ago, did not work out like at all. And I have a relatively fast metabolism, so I wouldn't get, you know, overweight or anything, and I didn't, you know, my body figure didn't really change much regardless of what I ate or how frequently I ate. And then I started dating Callie, and when I'd come down to Miami, I'd take her live Pilates classes, and it showed me muscles that I didn't know I had, and it was amazing. And then just dating her and getting to know her better, and then now working with her on the business, I've learned so much that, like, fitness is not so much about looks as it is, you know, like there's a lot more internal benefits, like the mood boosting part, and then the just like feeling good. So right now I tried running again this morning. I have a knee that is in the process of healing, aka injured, but I'm optimistic it's in the process of healing. And I tried running on a treadmill. I got 0.3 kilometers and then it started to hurt. So I hopped on the elliptical, and I love cardio. So I love like playing ultimate frisbee. I love running around. I love boxing, surfing. I love running. And I like all these things because I think it's like a zone 2 heart rate zone for me, which is like essentially, you're breathing out your mouth, but you can have a conversation pretty easily. That's how I like to think about the zones. There's like 5 heart rate zones. It's really cool. That's how I like to work out. But basically zone training, it's super fun for me because I can do it for a long time and then like not get absolutely smoked in energy. And then it's super fun to listen to music, and yeah, a good mix goes a long way. I love just feeling refreshed, and like the endorphins that come from running and just exercise in general are amazing. So that's why I love exercise. It definitely boosts my mood a lot.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And just quick, because I want to move on to the next point, but when I was really struggling with anxiety and depression in 2021, when I lived in Miami, I would straight up film. There's workouts on my studio that I filmed as I was about to have a mental breakdown. And they're called Pilates for Anxiety, because in the moment of time, I was struggling a lot with that anxiety. And I was like, you know what? I need to move right now. I need to speak these affirmations over myself, work on my breath. And I seriously would do the workout, and then I'd feel such a difference in the anxiety and stress levels in my body. They'd be lowered. My mood would be boosted. And so I have firsthand experience the impact of working out, even if it's low impact, as in Pilates, that can have on your mood. And so if you want to check those out, I have them on my studio, and I'll link it below, Sway Studio. Okay, next point. Forgiveness. Callie, why forgiveness? Okay, this one is something I've recently been learning about, and I briefly touched on it in an episode or two ago about the power of forgiveness. And I learned that forgiveness isn't exactly about the other person in the situation. It's about releasing whatever was owed to you, releasing that burden from yourself. And I'm learning how to actually do it. Do you want to explain? I feel like you're really good at explaining forgiveness. You
want to do it? Sure, I'll explain it. It's a pretty simple concept, but at the same time, very complex, because you're like, oh, I forgive you, but then you still don't feel peace about it. Then that's not true forgiveness.
That's what I used to do. I'd blanket it. I thought I forgave someone, but I didn't.
So it's really important to be specific. So what we learned in our inner healing class at church is being very specific with forgiving someone. So like, I forgive my dad for saying this thing to me when I was 8 on this night when I was doing homework, right? Like being very specific. And like, imagine that you're keeping score, or like you're keeping strikes against someone, and you're like literally stacking these coins of things that they owe you, and you're stacking those up. And then you say, God, I forgive my dad for these 3 things that he owed me, these 3 coins. I release them to you, and I release that debt to you. And in that moment, Jesus takes that, I guess, like that debt that was owed to you and releases it. So God is good though, and he's just, and the other person, you know, if they killed your parent or something, like they're going to be faced by God at some point, and God's going to meet them and take care of that. Like, you don't have to worry about, but that's not fair. Like, he shouldn't be able to, you know, get off easy like that. Like, God's going to take care of it the way he takes care of it. Yeah, that's kind of how I'd explain it.
And there's another part to that too, of asking the Lord to show you how he sees that person in the exact situation. So let's use the example of your boyfriend cheats on you. In the moment when you find out he cheats on you and you feel that pain or you feel that betrayal, you release that, whatever he owed was loyalty to you. You release that thing that he owed to the Lord. Be like, God, take it from me. And then, Jesus, show me how you see my boyfriend. Show me how to have compassion on him. Work in my heart to see this. And then maybe the Lord will show you that your boyfriend in his childhood struggled with, or he saw his dad cheat on his mom, or he struggled with feeling like he was enough. And so the reason he cheated was because he was acting out of insecurity and all these things. Like, it doesn't make what he did right. It doesn't mean that you should stay with that person. But the point of it is learning to release, and to release that burden, because you don't need to carry that weight on yourself. And it doesn't, like John was saying, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make that thing okay that happened. But you're not holding on to it, which means you won't allow bitterness to come into your life. And a lot of times bitterness can cause things like depression. It can cause things like just feeling angry at the world all the time. So it's really important. That's why forgiveness is on our mood boosting list, because when you forgive, you feel free. You feel like you've released something that has been weighed on you for way too long. And yeah, the next thing is number 4, which is inner healing. Oh, You guys, I have talked about this on many episodes because we're in this inner healing class at our church and it is so freaking good. Oh my gosh. Basically, it's all about working through different traumas, working through unforgiveness, working through blocks, all these different things. And something that has really, really made a huge difference on my mood, specifically today, is identifying lies in my life, things I've been believing, and then asking the Lord to show me the truth, show me where he was in the situation. And I will just use a quick example that I did today. I was feeling depressed, like I mentioned, and I didn't know why. And so I asked the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, show me where this first began. Because emotions, feelings, they are signals of something going on in our life that could be a problem. It's like having a light come on in your car that the gas or that the engine is not working properly. There's something not working properly or something not functioning properly in your life. And so you need to figure it out. So I asked the Holy Spirit this, and he took me way back to a memory he put in my mind of when I lived in Canada and I got a severe concussion when I was figure skating. And that summer I was isolated from everybody. I couldn't be stimulated in any way. My brain could not be stimulated. I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't see friends. I was sat in my room doing these sewing crafts of food. I would sew donuts together. It's so confusing to explain it. But anyways, I had like a craft kit. Regardless of the point, I experienced a lot of loneliness that summer, fear of missing out, and also trauma physically and emotionally from the accident. So this is the point of where the depression began in my life. This is where the Lord showed me. And I released this depression to the Lord. I was like, take it from me. Take the fear from me. Take the anxiety. Take the loneliness. I release it to you, Jesus. And then show me where Jesus was in this situation. And sure enough, I felt the Lord be like, Callie, I protected you. I was healing you in the summer. I was sitting right next to you doing those crafts with you. And I was healing your brain. And you were not alone. I was with you the entire time. And through hearing the Lord speak these truths over me, I felt that darkness, that feeling of depression just go away. And instead, the memory that was so painful to me became this thing of, I literally hung out with Jesus that entire summer and had no idea. How sick is that? And he healed my brain. There was nothing wrong with my brain. Like he healed me. So that was an example of inner healing. And I like to journal sometimes about inner healing. I'll write down things I'm believing that are lies, and then I'll ask the Lord to reveal the truth to me. And yeah, it's really cool. Do you have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, the whole lie, finding lies that you believe, it's one of those things where, like, if you don't know you're believing it, you can't find it on your own willpower. So you have to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal these things to you. So today, as an example, I was feeling just like depressed, and I have a gratitude journal, and I started doing it about a month ago. It's great. And one of the questions was like, write down a reason that you have to smile right now. And I didn't even realize it, but like, I was just grumpy, and I could not think of a single reason to smile. And I'm in Costa Rica. It's sunny. I'm like in paradise on my honeymoon with Callie. And, you know, I think it was for this episode because people need to hear this. And I asked God, like, God, what lie am I believing? Like, Holy Spirit, reveal to me what lie I'm believing. And it showed up and I was like, and I just kind of started writing what the Spirit was telling me. And I was like, whoa, that is intense. And I didn't expect that. And then I said, Holy Spirit, reveal the truth to me. And it took a few minutes, but it finally came. And I wrote down that truth. And it just like totally brought light and life into the situation that I thought was just like super, I was like very insecure about and didn't realize, and I just had a totally wrong perspective on this thing. And so I renounced that lie. I do not believe this lie anymore, and I declared the truth over me. And I shared that with Callie. And it's good to share stuff like that with people if it's not like super, super deep and intimate. Just so that they can like, you know, praise the Lord with you.
Yeah, I love that. It is interesting that we both felt depressed today. Because I felt happy literally the entire trip. So that's really interesting. I think it was for the episode. Okay, next, final mood booster, you guys, is sunshine. I did some more research. I've been a little research girl today. Sun exposure is thought to release serotonin, which is a hormone that boosts your mood and can help you feel calm and focused. Super interesting stuff. I actually never knew that until I did some research. I just knew the sun made me feel really happy. Because the second, it's kind of been cloudy the past few days and rainy. And so today the sun came out and I was like, I literally put on my bikini and I was like, I am going in the sunshine. And I roasted, I'm a little sunburned, but I roasted in the sun and I felt so happy. And then the sun went behind the clouds and I was like, I felt kind of grumpy again. But anyways, it is so true that the sunshine can boost the mood. And I challenge you to just get a little bit of sunshine every day if you can. I don't care if it's freezing cold outside. Just put on your bundle up. That'll be, we're going to Pittsburgh in a few days. And I will be doing that. I'll be bundling up, wearing my fluffy coat and Uggs and stepping outside and trying to get some sunshine, even if it's a tiny ray of sunshine. Just doing what you can to get it. But I also read too that if you don't have access to the sun, let's say you live somewhere where it's just chronically dark and cold and gloomy, you can get, it's called light therapy. I actually took a screenshot of what light therapy is. Okay, here we go. One of the main treatments for depression with seasonal pattern is light therapy, also known as phototherapy. You can get a light therapy box to have at home. The light from the box mimics natural sunlight that stimulates the brain to make serotonin and reduce excess melatonin. There's a link to buy a light therapy box now. Anyways, I don't know what that is, but I just wrote that down because if you don't have access to the sun, maybe look into that. But praying that you have some sunshine in your life because God made the sun and it is so good.
If you don't have access to the sun and you can afford to travel and get some sunshine, do it. It's one of those things where, you know, can you afford not to? Can you afford not to be happy? I know when I started dating Callie, I lived in New York City and she lived in Miami. And New York City during the winter was dark and cold all the time. And I didn't realize it, but I mean, I got like no sunshine. Like,
you basically lived in a basement.
I lived in a cave. I got like 6 square inches of sunlight every day for like 3 minutes. And I would go to work before the sun rose and I would leave work once the sun set. So like I didn't get much sun and I was very depressed for a lot of reasons. But when I came back from like a 2-week trip to Miami, I had so much joy in life and I had hope. And I came back and all my friends were just gray and gloomy. And I was like, guys, like there's a sun. You know, like, what's the deal? Like, why are you guys so down? And I realized that sunshine really helped. And if you don't have the money or the ability to travel, then I challenge you to try the other 4 things on this list. So switching the music or media that you're consuming, you can do that regardless if you're injured, regardless if you are a Christian or not. Like, that's probably the easiest switch. And then exercise, meet yourself where you're at. Like for me, I tried to run on the treadmill, got 0.3 kilometers, and then it started to hurt. So I ran on the elliptical for like 45 minutes.
I'm going to link below too. I have a Pilates starter guide. It's free and it's a great place to start if you want to get into a different form of exercise and try a low impact movement.
Yeah. And like if you don't have equipment, do Pilates. If you have equipment at the gym, do that. You know, find out what works for you. And then forgiveness and inner healing, you can do at any time of the day.
Yeah. And those are free. You don't need money for those things. And one more thing, or 2 more things really quickly. I just thought of this. Look at people you surround yourself with, because friends can feel like sunshine. If you're surrounded by just negative Nancys who are always complaining, who are always miserable, who just constantly are negative. You know who I'm talking about. Find new people. It is such a true thing that you become who you're around. You become like who you surround yourself with. And if you're around people that are negative, chances are you're going to feel negative. If you're around people who are optimistic, excited about life, love the Lord, have purpose, have goals, are positive about things and see the bright side of situations, the chances are you're going to feel happier being around those people because you're going to see life in a different light. That's just something that I've noticed as well, is people make a huge difference in my life. If I'm around people that are mean and negative all the time, usually I feel that way. But the happy people I'm around, I usually feel happy. And then the other thing too is, we have a little bonus point, is gratitude journaling and making a gratitude list. I also did some more research on this. When we're grateful and we find gratitude, our brain releases dopamine and serotonin. Those are two crucial neurotransmitters that are responsible for our emotions. How crazy is that? The simple act of feeling grateful can release dopamine and serotonin, you guys. Things that some medications that are prescribed for anxiety and depression have those things in them. The fact that you don't even need medication to improve those two things in your brain. How crazy is that? But in terms of a gratitude list, how to do it is, I'll grab my journal and I'll simply write down, I'm grateful for dot, dot, dot. And then I'll just start dumping down what I'm grateful for. And then, John, where did you get your gratitude journal?
I got it on Amazon. I think it's called like 5-Minute Gratitude Journal. It's Finding Joy and Positivity, something else. But it's kind of cheesy, but I like it.
Yeah, you've told me a lot about it. So it sounds really cute. And I love that for you. Okay, you guys. Well, I hope you took a lot of just goodness out of this episode. I hope you're feeling excited to boost your mood and get out of a funk. And even if you're not in a funk, these are just great things to practice anyways, to continue to be in a good mood. And I challenge you to try one of these things today. I'm going to do it with you, okay? I challenge everyone listening to do one of these mood boosters today, and then tag me in your stories doing it at Healthy But Human Pod. I'll repost you. And let me know how you feel doing it, okay? I want to know if it makes a difference in your life. And other than that, you guys, just thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being on the show, John, coming on last minute.
Thank you so much for having me. And just in case you forgot the list, the first one is music you're consuming, or media that you're consuming. The second one is exercise. Third is forgiveness. The fourth is inner healing. And the fifth is sunshine. And then a little bonus one is gratitude journaling.
Yes. All right, you guys. Well, thank you for listening. If you love the podcast, it helps us a lot if you leave a review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen. And also just sharing the podcast with your friends. That helps a lot too. Word of mouth. Getting the show out there. And I love you guys. I love when you guys tag me in your stories wherever you're listening to the podcast. It makes me so happy seeing you guys listening to the show. So shout out you guys for being amazing. But other than that, keep shining. And one last thing is, you guys want more merch. I literally, it makes me so happy that you guys love the You Are Love sweatshirt, by the way. I'm so happy that you guys love it. I posted the other day, I was like, do you guys want me to do another drop? And so many people were like, do another one. So I want to let you guys know that I will be doing another You Are Loved hoodie drop coming up soon. I'll keep you guys posted when I do that. But yeah, so anyways, that is it for the podcast. I will see you next week. Keep being amazing, keep being healthy, be human, and know that you are loved and that your mood will be boosted, okay? You deserve all the happiness in the world, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby! Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.